With news from Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Paul Zangary. Federal authorities want to speak to the widow of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Chernayev, according to the woman's lawyer. Catherine Russell Chernayev has been staying with her parents in North Kingstown. Attorney Amado DeLuca says federal officials haven't yet spoken with her. DeLuca adds that his client never suspected her husband of anything. The Rhode Island Senate Judiciary Committee is planning to vote tomorrow on legislation that could legalize same-sex marriage in the one New England state that currently doesn't allow it. This is the first time such legislation has moved this far in the state Senate. There are two bills under consideration. One would allow same-sex marriage through an act of the Assembly. The other puts the matter before state voters. Depending on what action the committee takes, legislation could move to the Senate as soon as Thursday. Rhode Island Education Commissioner Deborah Gist is working out terms for an extension of her contract. Rhode Island Public Radio's education reporter Elizabeth Harrison tells us the controversial Gist is expected to remain at the helm of the State Department of Education.
Education Commissioner Deborah Gist led the team that brought Rhode Island a $75 million federal Race to the Top grant. But she's also been criticized for shepherding in an era of tough teacher evaluations and high-stakes testing as a graduation requirement. Board of Education Chair Eva Marie Mancuso says talks are currently underway to keep Gist in Rhode Island at the request of Governor Lincoln Chafee.
Well, as you know, the commissioner's contract expires in June, and we're in the process of negotiations right now.
Mancuso says a performance evaluation will be part of the contract extension process. A spokesman for Deborah Gist says she wants to stay in Rhode Island. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
In the aftermath of a gun scare at the University of Rhode Island, lawmakers have scheduled a committee hearing this week on a bill calling for campus police officers to carry guns. The bill was filed in February, well before the incident at URI, but the bill's sponsor, Representative Joe Almeida, says that just proves the importance of arming campus police.
The fact is the poor URI officer had to back off, call for the local people to come involved to give him a backup on a situation he's already trained for. Supposing something terrible had happened, he'd still have to wait for a backup, and either the student, the community, or that officer could have gotten hurt.
State education officials say the question of arming campus police should be decided by the State Board of Education. In the past, the board has not acted on the issue, and previous attempts to pass legislation at the State House have also gone nowhere. Senator Jack Reed and Governor Lincoln Chafee are pushing for Congress to pass legislation that allows the state to collect taxes from online purchasers. Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch tells us more.
Senator Jack Reed is a co-sponsor of the Marketplace Fairness Act, which would open the door for states to collect sales taxes from online retailers. Right now, it's up to shoppers to pony up when filing their income taxes. A study by the National Conference of State Legislatures finds Rhode Island missed out last year on an estimated $70 million in uncollected sales tax. Opponents to the bill say it puts a financial squeeze on internet retailers based in states where there's no income tax. The Senate is expected to take up the bill this week. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Today is Earth Day, but activities marking the event have already taken place over the weekend. They continue today, and hundreds of volunteers have helped to keep a Providence Park clean. Officials with Serve Rhode Island say about 200 volunteers picked up trash this weekend from the pond shores of Roger Williams Park. They filled bags with plastic bottles, paper, and other trash. It was the sixth such effort to clean up ponds at the park since October 2008. Organizers say over the past 5 years, more than 1,300 volunteers have given 4,000 hours of service cleaning up the park. U.S. Senator Jack Reed was one who pitched in to help scoop up litter. Serve Rhode Island is the state center for volunteerism and service. It should be partly cloudy today with a high of 55, and tonight partly cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight, low around 39. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers. The high is 48.